Jumping the Queue by Mary Wesley. Read by Anna Massey. Chapter 1. All week, Gus had been fussed by Matilda's unusual activity. He stomped round the house, peering in through the French windows, craning his neck through open doors, eyes bright, head to one side, listening. She could hear his feet slapping on the brick path as he moved from the kitchen door to the window. Soon he would leap onto the garden table, look in, try to catch her eyes. He did this inelegant jump, flapping his wings, hitting them against a chair as he strained for the table. His blue eyes met hers. "Gus, I have to make this list. It's important." The gander throttled gentle, anxious noises in his throat, flapped his wings, raised his head, honked. "Shut up!" She tried to ignore him, concentrating on the list. Any trouble with the pump, Peake's garage, they know its vagaries. For ordinary electric work, Emerson's in the High Street. Telephone in book in kitchen table drawer. Gus honked louder, slapping his feet on the wooden table. "Shut up!" Matilda shouted without looking up. "Butcher, baker, post office, garage, doctor, dentist. They won't want those. Vet. They won't need him. Solicitor, bank, police. They would perhaps only need these." She checked the telephone numbers, put down her pen, and went to the window. "Oh, Gus!" He nibbled her ear, making crooning noises as she stroked his cool neck, sliding her hand from his head to his breast, feeling the depth of his feathers, their beauty and strength, parting them with her fingers until they touched the warm breastbone. Affected by her touch, Gus excreted onto the table. What a way to show love!